it is a significant number. What it also shows is the extent that the staff are exposed to this horrible virus, and we can't praise them enough. This is down from a height of 190 earlier this year. So while COVID is moving in the right direction in relation to the number of staff, it just shows you how dangerous a virus it has been for those on the front line. And
the highest proportion of those currently off work is nursing staff. And we already know that the hospital is under immense pressure. So this is ultimately adding to it.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's understandable that it's nursing staff. They're dealing with the patients on a daily basis and a hands-on basis. As I said, it shows you the extent of danger that they're putting themselves to and doing their jobs. And they're to be commended for this. And that's why I'd also like to welcome the fact that since December that the hospital in its recruit drive has recruited a further 17 nurses on full-term contracts, and that will go a long way to help and assist those deficiencies at the minute with COVID. But let nobody be under any illusions as to the nature of this virus and the danger it poses for us in the wider community, but especially for our frontline services and the hospital. And as I say, I would like to commend them for their duty and for their bravery in facing up this pandemic on a daily basis.